Jordan Tyson will miss time with a hamstring injury, and his head coach says it could linger into week one of the regular season. That is the week in one sentence, reported by Miles Simmons at NBC Pro Football Talk on Friday, and headlined by ESPN as well. The injury happened Thursday during the joint practice against Jacksonville. Tyson made a sideline catch, his foot slipped, and he was pushed from behind as he went down. The on-site read that day was that it appeared minor, per Ross Jackson at Louisiana Sports. But Friday's medical evaluation worsened the picture, and there is no timetable. Kellen Moore's words, "We've just got to let these experts evaluate this, and then we'll put together a plan." Moore also stressed the injury came from circumstantial contact, not from something in Tyson's body waiting to fail. That last point matters because of what the June preview said. Its core claim was honesty about the unknown. A top 10 pick handed the number 2 receiver job by design, with a college resume that was real and complicated, a 1,000-yard season, and then a hamstring that ended his final year early. The same hamstring that limited him through spring. The preview said soft tissue risk on an unproven rookie was the exact profile that gets judged on emotion, that nobody knew which way September would land, and that the things to watch were his first full padded practice and his week one snap count. Both of those watch items are now in doubt. Last week's story was Tyson expanding to outside work. That role growth is on hold, and the ripple could reach the opener. The fair counterweight. Moore's framing separates this from the college hamstring as a matter of cause. The injury is contact-driven rather than a recurrence pattern, and August is the least costly month to lose. But a rookie learning an NFL offense loses more from missed reps than a veteran does, and the job he was drafted into does not wait indefinitely. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The preview refused to project the rookie and named the soft tissue as the swing risk. And that risk is now the entire situation, with the week one snap count we plan to watch possibly not existing. Next week, two checkables. Any timetable from the evaluation Moore promised? And who takes the number 2 receiver reps while he is out? We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.